This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Jim Z, for another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Well, were you one of those hundreds, maybe thousands, that had a huge Doc Dogs weekend? Because there were so many out there. Two regional championships, plus I think three or four other events around the world. That's just crazy. And dogs, I'm sure, are worn out and sleeping well. And hopefully you've caught up on your rest by now. If not, you're in trouble, because the Doc Dog season right now is full steam ahead with no end in sight. And you're going to want to make sure you try to keep up. It was a great weekend. People celebrating Canada Day, Independence Day, birthdays I saw online. Just all kinds of celebrations, all kinds of fun. Weather was, for the most part, pretty awesome, pretty summer-like everywhere for those events as well. A little rain here and there, but I think everybody got through that. So we're going to be talking to some folks from both the Canadian Regional Championships and the North Central Regional Championships at the Tin Wolf Inn, and that's going to be some cool interviews coming up for you. In fact, there's so many, we're going to break it up into two episodes. Both this episode and next week's episode are going to cover those. But right now, let's talk about what's going on in the world of Doc Dogs for events this coming weekend. Well, first up, it is the Osborne's Agway Splash and Wag. That is a Doc Dogs worldwide event, July 8th through the 10th, and that is located in Belmont, New Hampshire. So that should be pretty cool there. It will be cool. It might be hot weather-wise. It is July, but it'll be cool to be there. It'll be hot to be there. I don't know. Hopefully the weather's good there. Also coming up on July 13th through the 17th. Now, this is this one starts actually week before, in the middle of next week, so we thought we'd get it in on this episode. But it is the Santa Barbara County Fair, July 13th through the 17th, and that is located in Santa Maria, California. So all our West Coast Doc Dogs friends out there can enjoy that event, and I'm sure that'll be a nice warm one as well. Hopefully not too warm for you. Also coming up is Libertyville Dog Days of Summer, and that's in Libertyville, Illinois, another Doc Dogs worldwide event, July 7th through the 10th. So those are your big events coming up this coming weekend and the following week, starting on that Wednesday, I believe it is, on the 13th. That actually will be when the next episode of Radio Doc Dogs comes out. But until then, there you go. There you have it. I also want to remind you of the photo and video contest. Actually, the quarter just ended, and we're expecting those results to come in any day now. Don't have them for you for this episode. Hopefully, we'll have them for next week's episode of Radio Doc Dogs. We're going to be picking the top photo and the top video from both Doc Dogs events and Dueling Dogs events, and each one of those submitters, owners of those photos or with permission to submit, are going to get a check, not credits, a check for $100. So Doc Dogs going to be handing out $400 very soon here, total, between the two top pictures, one for Doc Dogs, one for Dueling Dogs, and the two top videos. And if you want to get in on the next quarter, it's already open. It's already ready for you. You need to submit your pictures. You go to docdogs.com. Follow the rules. Once again, you don't have to have a fancy camera. You don't have to be a professional photographer. It doesn't have to be of a dog jumping. It doesn't even have to be of a dog. It just has to have something to do with, in the Doc Dogs case, Doc Dogs event, and in the Dueling Dogs case, the Dueling Dogs event. And we're just looking for those precious moments that capture some essence of either of those two disciplines, those two products, and we will pick the winner each quarter, and you could be that winner. Now, don't forget, you got to go to docdogs.com. You got to follow the rules. You got to submit all your information. I know there were some past events where people were saying, just post it up on Facebook and it's in the contest. No, that is not true. You have to go through and you have to fill out the information so we know what event it was from, and more importantly, who submitted it, so we know where to send that money if you happen to be the winner. So docdogs.com, photo and video contest, duelingdogs.com, photo and video contest. And that's what's going on there. So other than that, I got a fantastic episode coming up for you. I have two guest hosts of Radio Doc Dogs. That's right. And one was our guest host last week as well, which went over huge. So he asked if he could do it. I asked him if he could do it again. Maybe there was a middle thing there. It's Trent. You know, Trent likes to talk. He's like me. And he likes to talk with people, and he's always great with people. But he was a little under the weather, so we didn't get a lot from him from those regionals going on at the Tin Wolf Inn, which is unfortunate, but at the same time, at least we got something. I understand it was a wonderful time there. Everybody had a lot of fun. There was human EV going on there as well. A lot of stuff going for the Bark Foundation, which was fantastic, collecting and making some money for BARK. You can check out more about BARK online at BAARK. And that's an organization that helps dock doggers. Some help with some, whatever it might be, vet bills, home bills, medical bills, whatever the case. We are a self-supporting group, or like to be a self-supporting group, a family. And we like to take care of our own, and the BARK Foundation allows us to do that. So check that out. It's a great cause, and make sure, you know, you get involved. And when you're coming up to all these events where you see stuff for BARK, you know, do, if you can, do your part, or give a little, or volunteer to help to raise some funds for BARK, because it's a wonderful cause. And again, check out more about that. But I digress. Here we go. We have some interviews coming up here. I think we have one from Trent Steele and a few from Paul Valino, who's up there in Canada with Ontario Dock Dogs and does a lot of the announcing for them. And Paul was kind enough to take the microphone as well. And we'll listen to him right here, right now.
This is Radio Dock Dogs.
Hey, welcome to Radio Dock Dogs. This is Paul Valino, your announcer for the Ontario Dock Dogs Club. I'll be guest hosting, thanks to Jim Z handing me the mic and interviewing everybody up here at the Canadian Regional Championships. Right now we have Courtney. Courtney's been competing. Is this your first regionals?
Yes, it is.
Well, and how many dogs did you bring?
One.
We brought Willa. One. Bella?
Willa.
Willa. Okay, and how did Willa do this weekend?
She did amazing.
And what section were you competing in?
Juniors.
And
this was her first time jumping, too. So.
Oh, first time jumper. That's always exciting. 7 months old.
Yeah.
Well, it's always great to see a junior competitor, a young handler. How old are you, by the way?
15.
15. And we had very few junior handlers at this event, so nice that the youngsters are coming up, enjoying the sport. And what's been one of the highlights for this weekend for you?
I think the Iron Dog. Like, that was kind of cool because like I got to see like how hard it is for my dog. Like I know that if my dog doesn't do well, like, I can get frustrated because it's not easy.
Well, this all comes, you know, years of practice and, yeah. You know, everybody's here to help you and guide you along in this yeah. sport, which I found when I first started about 7 years ago. What did you think of the after party last night?
Amazing. Lots of nice people here. Everyone's really friendly and nice and...
Yeah, what did you think of the human iron dog contest?
It was really fun. Some people did some crazy acts, which I don't know how the heck they did it, but they did. It was challenging trying to get myself to jump up high when I'm a short little guy.
Yes, I remember I was announcing that, and unfortunately the youngsters got let out a little bit early yeah. there on that event. You know, when that bar was a certain height, and there was just no way. But, you know, it was great to see the young handlers, older veterans, and everybody getting into the action. So we'll be seeing you next year.
Yes, you will.
Okay, thanks, Courtney. Nice talking to you. We'll see you again.
Bye.
Okay, this is Paul again. I'm talking to Kristen Collinsworth from the Buckeye Dock Dogs. Hey, Kristen, how's it going this morning?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You're always so cheery every time I see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, after last night's free-for-all. Yeah, we all been looking for that on Facebook. And I hope you people have been... Check out the Canadian Regionals on Facebook. I'm sure you'll see Kristen in all her glory.
Oh, yeah. It was a fun time. It really was. It was.
And this is your first time up in Canada, correct?
Yep.
And how are you liking it?
I love it. You know, I was a little bit nervous. I do drive by myself, just have an eye. Crossing the border was great. You know, it was really easy. They kind of just asked, you know, what I had in the car. I think Hef kind of distracted them, so. But, yeah, it was great. It was easy. 401E was not, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, we would have told you the easier way to get here, but we like the first timers coming up. Yeah, just take the 401, a nice 5-hour drive instead of one. So, we, you know, that was our thank you.
Okay, it's so, okay. I still got here on time.
Yes, that's what it is, as long as you get here on time. So how did you end up finishing this weekend so far?
We made finals for EV Cadet. We also made finals for EV, or... Speed Retrieve Turbo, and actually I'm coming back up because I think Hef might be changing his Iron Dog placement, so
you would probably be looking at an invite or two.
Yes, or three.
Great, because I remember last year when I was at the Worlds, and Kristen stood out amongst the crowd in everything she does. It's great to have the Buckeyes up here. A lot of American teams, this is their first time up here.
Yeah.
So good luck to you.
Thank you, and good luck to you and Bonnie too. So
thank you very much. We already did qualify for the Worlds.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I know. It's a woohoo feeling.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
All right. Thanks, Kristen.
See ya.
Mind if we pay your vet bills? Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
Okay, welcome back once again, Paul Valino from the Ontario Doc Dogs, guest hosting for Radio Doc Dogs, and I'm here with Josh Kane. Josh is working with Beach this weekend, Beach Straw, as you all know. Big Doc Dogs guy up in Canada. Nice of Josh to come up from Ohio and join us with the Buckeyes team is here. Josh working with the Doc Dogs banner and one of our crews that bring up the trailers now and again. So how's it been going this weekend so far, Josh?
Oh, it's been going awesome. Everybody in Bowmanville treat me well. You guys are awesome here. Doc Dogs Ontario has been more than welcoming. Dogs are awesome. This is my first regional, so it's a great experience and look forward to coming back for many more events.
Yeah, well, a lot of postings on Facebook about the human iron dog event we did last night where the humans took over the speed retrieve banner and the big air and the EV. So you had quite a few style moments there, because I remember I was handing out style points being one of the judges for that event. And I remember the audience we had at the side of the pool, many of them just bent right over, and it's always nice that everybody just suddenly becomes uninhibited, as we say, you know, and
absolutely.
And you know what, I just have to say to people, I'm not going to tell you what happened, but you know, you're just going to have to go on Facebook, because I'm sure there's people trending this, I'm sure, from last night's event. But Josh was the overall winner, and how high did you go in EV?
I believe it was 18 feet.
8 feet 10 inches.
I'd like to go 18 feet, but
well, yeah, 8 feet 10 inches, which is the new world record. You know, people can argue that, but the old record actually was 8'9", and we verified that. And it, new record now is 8 feet 10. And Josh Kane owns that, no problem. Former Marine, always in shape, and he basically won every single event he was in. It was just phenomenal to watch him. We renamed it now the Josh Kane Show.
Well, it was fun, and it's good to have the other side of competition, and it brought smiles and joy, and I look forward to more of those human iron dog events in the future and see if anyone can come and top that score.
Well, yeah. Oh, okay, you guys heard that. Josh throwing the gauntlet down. So, I don't know, I'm going to have to maybe do some sit-ups the next year, because he has the six-pack, I have no pack, okay? So, at your next event, make sure you see if Josh will be judging for you and that. I'm sure he'll be judging quite a few more events before the season's done. So, make sure you come by, and make sure you check out Facebook and the Canadian Regionals up here in Bowmanville, Ontario. Thanks, Josh.
Hey, thank you very much. Look forward to see you guys for many more events to come.
All right, take care.
Here at the Canadian Regional,
Is that a Canadian thing or something?
I don't know. You tell me.
It's supposed to be regional, isn't it?
Regional. It's raging. That's why. It's crazy. It's like a rage. Yeah.
Rage party.
Yeah. I'm with John Schraw, otherwise known as Beach. I can call him Beach. He's a good friend of mine.
Beach.
Yep. See that?
Yep. There we go.
Beach. It is the Canadian Regional Championships.
Yes, it is, Jim.
And this is wonderful here. It's a great facility here, Canine Central. And dogs are jumping day one here. The rain stopped.
It has stopped for a while.
Yeah. And we've already seen some big jumping dogs.
Yes. I think the biggest jumping dog so far is 25 feet, 2 inches, I believe, Jim.
On day one here.
On day one.
That's awesome. But that's regionals for you.
Yes.
That is so cool. You've been out here before to this event. Have you done events here before?
Yes, we've been at Canine Central for doing events here for probably 5-6 years.
Yeah, that's
club
cool.
Events, national events.
Yeah, that's
kinds
awesome.
Of good stuff.
Yeah, I remember there was an event last year and everything like that. We just missed out on, but it's a beautiful layout. It's a great dock and pool.
Yep.
The dogs seem very content jumping here.
Yeah, everybody seems to be happy with the facility. So
yeah.
Lots of room for camping, so everybody can stay on site and sit back and relax and enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just great. Surrounded here by trees and the dogs get to have some fun and kind of isolated here. It's kind of nice and a little more quiet if you're not one of those people into the big crowds and all that.
Yep.
So, and I, you know, some are and some aren't. And
Yeah, it's quiet. You don't get a lot of road traffic here and stuff, so it's kind of serene, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good way to describe it. Yeah, I like that. But very cool. And you've been doing the events up here in Canada, well, for years and years, but this year, how's 2016 been going?
2016's been crazy, like always. lots of events in Ontario, especially. It seems to be back-to-back and multiple events on the same weekends.
Yeah.
It's great to see a lot of our American friends up here supporting and trying to qualify for Worlds.
Yep.
Competition's been really tight all weekend so far.
Yeah.
Every class has been within, you know, a couple of feet of each other and yep. stuff like that. It's been really good. And I think everybody's having fun.
And no super huge jumping dogs. Like, I didn't see a novice dog jump 20-something feet.
No.
You know, it's none of that going on, which is always nice. You know,
yes.
The competition is fair, too, I would say.
Yeah, it'll be interesting in this non-titled round to see what some of these dogs with no titles end up jumping.
Yeah.
Because some of them are new, right? So you never know what they might pull out.
But that's cool. I'm glad they get an opportunity here without the titles to play on the dock and have some fun. And I don't know how many of them might even be new. And, you know, I've always thought in the past, you know, when Dock Dogs has an event like Regionals and it's pre-register only and or it's, you know, you have to have a title, basically, that all these other folks come out from the neighborhood here and normally they could jump their dogs, but they couldn't. So now they've opened that up to even something like that, which is very cool. I like that idea.
Yeah, I think it really brings another aspect to regionals. It brings in, the, like you say, the local crowd and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you never know what's going to show up.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Beach. Appreciate your time.
Yep.
Great job announcing. Great job running this so far. And looking forward to a big, fun weekend.
Yes, it's going to be good. See you, Jim.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zooks offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zooks to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zooks Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
I'm speaking with Morgan Jarvis. Morgan, you are the proprietor, the owner here, of everything here at Canine Central, right?
Yes, I am.
And it is an awesome location. An awesome place to have Canadian regionals.
Yeah.
I think everybody had a wonderful time, that's for sure. A lot of people got their invites here, of course. But you do more than just dock diving here. Tell us everything else that goes on here at Canine
Central. Our main thing we do here is boarding and daycare.
Okay.
And then we also have a grooming salon and training. So the training is what I love to do in the events. So we have a flyball team, so we are very competitive in flyball.
Awesome.
And agility. One of my guys made the world team last year, so agility, we do a competitions here as well.
Wow.
And of course the dock diving, which we try and have at least two competitions a year.
That is cool. That is awesome.
Yeah.
And so what did you think about this whole weekend, everything like that?
This
did you have
weekend,
fun?
Oh my God, it was awesome. It was awesome. The people were awesome. The environment was awesome, just so positive and loving. And I really had a great time.
Well, I think everybody really appreciates being able to be out here and letting everybody set up campers and their tents and everything like that.
That's the best part about it. It's a big party with your family, right? So this is what it feels like. This is what it feels like.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I saw you were in some finals there. Did you get some invites?
Oh, yes, yes. It looks like we did. Both my guys got a lap dog invite, and one got a veterans invite and a speed retrieve invite. And
wow.
And an EV possibly now, and an iron dog. One of the little lap dogs got an iron dog invite, so that was good.
And those little dogs, some of your little dogs jumping with them big dogs in EV.
I know.
Like,
I was
awesome.
Like, very impressed with them this weekend.
They did
really well. I was very proud of them.
So if any of the Canadians in the area here, and what town are we in right now?
We're in Bowmanville, Ontario.
Okay, Bowmanville, Ontario. And if anybody wants to get a hold of you for any training for any of that stuff, flyball, agility, dock diving, boarding, anything like that, how do they reach you?
They can contact us at our phone number or just visit our website at k9central.ca, and that's with the letter K, the number 9, central.ca.
Okay, wonderful. Yep. That's fantastic. And do you have a Facebook page as well?
We do.
Okay.
Again, it's a K9 Central.
Okay.
Pet Resort Training and Spa on the Facebook. But if they type in K9 Central, they'll probably find us there.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you again. I can't personally thank you enough, and I'll speak on behalf of all the rest of the Dock Doggers here. They had a great time, and we just, again, looking forward to doing it again.
I loved it. It was a fantastic weekend, so thank you.
Thanks, Morgan.
Thanks.
Okay, here we are once again. This is Paul from the Ontario Dock Dogs Club, one of the announcers. We're going to take a moment here. We're going to talk to Al Wright. Al Wright, as you know, is the captain, as I should say, of the Canadian lab squad. You've probably seen him at the Worlds a few times. Everybody knows Al and his five labs and his wife, Mary Beth, competing all over Ontario as per usual. And just say hi, Al. How's it going this weekend?
Yeah, it's going great. It's a great regional. So I'm having a lot of fun out here. A
lot of Americans up this weekend, right?
There's lots.
I know they all came up thinking, I need a world invite. I'm going to Canada. So a lot of first-timers making the trip, I see.
Yeah, but we're holding our own out here.
Yeah, that's for sure. A lot of the Canadian contingent getting invites galore, so not making it easy. They were thinking it was going to be a cakewalk, but they finally realized, you know, we do compete as well, which is really great to see. And, you know, I've been hearing through the grapevine that you've opened up a new facility.
Yeah, it's called the K9 Fun Zone. We're located in Caledonia, just south of Hamilton, about an hour's drive from the border from Buffalo.
Wow, that's great. So a lot of you Buffalonians looking for a place to practice. I know Sue Schultz has come up quite a few times and loves the facility, ultra-modern pool, ultra-modern docks set up for dueling dogs as well. So you got the double staircases, it's very wide. I've seen the facility, phenomenal, and people are just ranting about it. What do the locals think?
Everybody who drives by, so, you know, when doing the construction, was kept saying what's going on. And we have a lot of people stopping by, even people when we're doing some training, people are stopping on the side of the road and watching the competitions going on.
Well, that's really cool because, you know, if you're right there, like basically the thing's in your front yard, right?
Yes, it's great exposure for us.
Yeah, I've went out there just as you opened for you. You've had, what, one event so far this year?
Yeah, we've had the one national sanctioned facility event, and we have dueling dogs coming up in September.
Well, so all you dueling doggers out there, you know, it's very close to the border. It's a very fast drive. I wouldn't even say it was an hour, but depending on the traffic coming up, yeah, you got to check out Al Wright's new facility, K9 Fun Zone in Caledonia. That's very close, just outside of Hamilton. Look for it on the map. And how are your dogs making out this weekend?
Actually, they're doing really well. I mean, we're proud of all the pups. Two of the girls are not competing this weekend because of some minor injuries, but we're resting them, and we'll have them out hopefully next 2 or 3 weeks, and out jumping again.
Excellent job. And Mary Beth, how's she faring this weekend?
Doing great with little Louie. You know, he's still doing his tightening for our Iron Dog. Came in third overall.
Very good.
So he's doing awesome.
Well, always a great time. Always nice seeing the lab squad. You look for them because they're down at the Worlds. And everybody knows Al Wright, so feel free to check out. Remember, funzoned.com, the new Doc Dogs facility in Caledonia.
And what did you think of my hair this week?
Well, that was a great hair. You know, what I would do is I would wear that down to Worlds because then, you know what, nobody will recognize you.
That sounds good. I'll do that.
Okay. Nice talking to you, Al. We'll see you again.
Great. Take care, everyone.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Okay, this is Paul once again. We're here with Bonnie LaRiviere. You may remember her, seeing her down at the Worlds. Fifth overall finisher in the junior, first time at the Worlds. That was obviously exciting for you, I'm sure.
That was amazing. I could not believe she pulled out that jump, and I couldn't be happier. She's fantastic.
Yeah, sometimes you never know what Tiffy's going to do, and I've jumped Tiffany quite a few times, and I know exactly what you mean. But here we are today, back on topic with the Canadian Regionals Championship going on right now. So Jim Zia asked me to be the guest host. And as everybody knows, Bonnie is my better half. And I figured, well, I better give her some airtime so she can brag about our team and her accomplishments. So how did Tiff do this weekend?
I think we're doing great this weekend. I'm sorry that you could not compete this weekend because you had to work.
Yes, that was kind of a drag. But, you know, I'm here to cheer on my family regardless of injury or work. But sometimes sacrifice has to be made, and I had no problem doing that to make sure you had your chance to compete.
You're a sweetheart. I couldn't be more happier.
Because as Jimsy would say, Paul, I'm so jealous of you because your wife really loves you. Kissy time. Okay, look, he's just rolling his eyes right now. I can see him when he's editing this tape. He's just going, should I keep that in? But anyway, so how did Tiff end up this weekend?
She did great. She went into the final. She made it into the final in sixth spot.
Did she qualify?
Yep, she qualified going into sixth spot, and she finished up on third. I couldn't believe the first jump was a 15.6. Blew me away. I can't remember the last time she did that. The second time she pulled out a 16.7.
Wow, that's really impressive, because I know Tiff can be a little bit lazy at times and just throws out 10-footers for no apparent reason. But when it all counts, she throws it down and delivered for mom. So, yeah, we're very proud. And little Teddy, how's he been doing? We just got him started jumping this year. So what's your opinion on Teddy?
Teddy is doing fantastic. I could not be happier with him. He learned how to swim, jump off the ramp, and then jump off the dock in 2 weeks. I am absolutely amazed with him. He's going in. We might be in the final with a jump of 7.4, and he just did another personal best of 7.8. So I could not be proud of our team. They're fantastic.
Well, yeah, you got to be pleased with that. Well, I know you're pressed for time, and I'm going to let you get back to business here because the event is zooming along rather quickly. And good luck to my wife. Kiss, kiss, hug, hug.
I just want to say one more thing. Sure, I couldn't do this without you, honey, and I love you.
All right. A little hug and kiss for the announcer there. Always good. I think I'll come back and interview her again later on, but on my time. Jim, suck it up, boy.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
So that was Paul Valino. Thank you once again, Paul. I appreciate you taking over the reins there for Radio Doc Dogs in Canada, doing some interviews, as well as I got a few in there. And now we're going to hear an interview from Mr. Trent Steele, who was down at the Tin Wolf Inn for those regionals that took place there this past weekend. Here's Trent.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Okay, so I'm going to interview Charlie. Hey, Charlie, how was your jumps this weekend? Really? Okay, that was great. And what was your best? What's your favorite thing of this weekend, Charlie? Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Did you enjoy the food? You enjoyed the food? Wow, that's amazing. Oh, thank you for the kisses. Thank you. Thank you.
She's kissing up to the interviewer.
All right, Charlie. Well, you have a safe drive home, okay? All right.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Okay, that puts a wrap on this episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Once again, I'm your host, Jim Z. I appreciate you tuning in. I want to thank both Trent Steele and Paul Valino for giving us some time and doing those interviews there, one from the Canadian Regional Championships, one from the North Central Regional Championships. I always get that wrong, but it's a Tin Wolf Inn, a fantastic facility down there I have yet to visit, unfortunately, but we'll get my butt down there as soon as I can. And looking forward to seeing everyone else out there. Whatever you're doing this weekend, have a wonderful time. Be safe, of course. Jump big, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs. Radio Doc Dogs.